Why are you so against gay marriage?
Well, you know, it's a question of taking the word marriage. Now, we all know what the word marriage means. Marriage predates religion and state. Marriage is between, as far as we're concerned, and as far as most people are concerned in this country, marriage is between a man and a woman, chiefly for the procreation of children, and to bring up children, to nurture children in who would have a father and a mother. As far as I'm aware, children cannot be produced any other way other than with a father and a mother.
Robert, what about those heterosexual couples that can't have children? That would mean that their marriage is invalid in your eyes if the sole purpose is to raise
chiefly,
children.
I said chiefly.
Chiefly, okay.
Obviously, where adoption takes place, there is then a father and a mother.
Gays can adopt now.
I'm talking about marriage. You asked me what I felt about marriage.
Yes.
I'm talking about marriage.
Yes, I know. But you're saying one of the reasons, one of the definitions of marriage is bringing up children. Gay people can bring up children. So why can't they be married?
No, I said marriage is about, as far as we're concerned, is an age-old institution. We all know what the meaning of marriage is. We've all had. Somewhere down the line, whether we knew them or not, we had a father and a mother. But marriage is about a man and a woman getting married, not solely for the reason of having children, but I believe chiefly for the purpose of procreation of children.
But again, maybe you didn't hear me, Robert. Gay people can adopt children, so they can bring up children.
I'm not going into the adoption.
Well, you brought it up.
You're talking about the meaning of the word marriage,
yes.
And I'm answering your question.
You brought up adoption. That's why I was pushing it.
No, I didn't bring up the word adoption. You brought up the
word
adoption.
No, I didn't, Robert. If you listen back to the tape, you pulled it up. But let's move on from that, as you're obviously maybe mishearing things. Why can't two people stand up in front of their friends and family and say, we love each other, we're going to get married, we're going to try and spend the rest of our lives together? Surely that's a nice thing,
yes,
Robert, when families are falling apart.
Hold on. Please don't twist my words. Tim Loughton has introduced something, an amendment to the bill, wherein he is saying, why can't heterosexual couples have a civil partnership? That, at the moment, is there. It was brought in by the Labour government purely and simply for same-sex couples. There is the provision there in law for same-sex couples to have a civil partnership. And my understanding is countless numbers are very happy with that arrangement.
I don't understand what that's got to do with gay marriage.
No, what Tim Loughton is saying, and I see sense in his argument, is, well, if same-sex couples can have a civil partnership, why can't heterosexual couples?
What's that got to do with gay marriage? I'm slightly confused by this. What's been described as a smokescreen by some MPs.
Because, you're talking about equality, and here we have a situation where same-sex couples can have a civil partnership, but heterosexual couples can't.
Oh, Robert, come on, now you're being silly. That's just a little smoke and mirrors, isn't it, to detract from the main thing, that you are against gay people getting married.
We as a group of people, and bear in mind, this isn't 100 activists that were cobbled together yesterday in response to this by certain people at CCHQ. This is... If we wanted to put a petition in fact, over 600,000 people signed a petition by the Campaign for Marriage during the consultation process, and they said they were opposed to a change in the law and a change to redefine marriage. So, no, we're talking about 34, 35 conservative or former conservative chairmen of constituencies who have put this petition in yesterday, the Prime Minister.
Are you homophobic, Robert?
Not at all.